Alrighty, the bad news is Vikings' game plan is coming to a conclusion. But the good news is that means we are that much closer to the Vikings playing these guys, the New Orleans Saints. Welcome back, WobbyVikings.com. Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9. Let's hit some pertinent playoff-related topics, beginning with the New Orleans Saints. Who is the biggest threat? Offensively, defensively, kicker, punter? What do you got?
I'm going to give you a lot of stats because you know that's what I love to do.
We're ready for him.
Drew Brees, 249 games. But forget that. That's his career. In the playoffs, he's had 12 games. Three of those games over 400 yards. Four of those games over 300 yards. Mm. The only game he's had under 200 yards, against the Vikings, 2009.
Whoa!
So Drew Brees is extremely scary if you let him go. 101.6 passer rating in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and he has a bevy of weapons. Mike Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, Snead. I mean, we can name them all day. So Drew Brees is one of the scariest players to face in the playoffs.
Ronald can head into this talking about Drew Brees with all those numbers. I'm just going to give you three letters.
What?
H-O-F.
He's a rock star, no doubt about it. But the future Hall of Famer had 23 touchdown passes, which is his lowest in six seasons.
Wow.
Yet he may have had one of his best seasons, and this might be the best Saints team Drew Brees has had since 2009. That is because of a rookie, Alvin Kamara.
Kamara, another big run. He makes it look easy. Touchdown, Saints.
Kamara and Ingram together, 25 touchdowns, 3,000 all-purpose yards. Kamara is a dual threat. He can catch it, he can run it, he can line up in the slot, he can line up in the backfield. I think he is public enemy number one this weekend.
Let me ask you a quick question. I mean, you both go offense for the winning formula. Are you familiar with Vikings tight end immortality, Steve Jordan?
Yes.
Yep. Well, his son Cam is an unbelievably good defensive end for the New Orleans Saints. He might be a problem. Why not him?
Yeah, he could be, and he's going to go against a right tackle for the Vikings, either Rashad Hill or Mike Remmers, whoever it may be, who's going to have to deal with speed. Speed off of the edge, and it's going to be very important, especially on those downs and distances where he knows that Case Keenum is going to drop back to pass. Cam Jordan can wreck a game.
Now, when the Minnesota Vikings beat the New Orleans Saints week one, holy cow, so much has changed. Sam Bradford out, Dalvin Cook out, a lot has changed for the Saints. Kobe Fleener, Alex Okafor, so on and so on and so on. The weather was good, temperatures weren't in the negatives. Can we take anything from that week one matchup?
I don't think so. I think these two teams are vastly different than they were in week one. Maybe they have the same scheme and maybe the play sheets will be the same for Zimmer and for Sean Payton. But, I mean, we didn't even play with Case Keenum then. We were playing with Sam Bradford. They had Adrian Peterson. Now they don't have Adrian Peterson.
Right.
And they have Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, who are awesome. So I think you throw that out the window. A lot has changed since then. I don't think you take anything from it.
Ronald?
I agree with them as far as the Alvin Kamara getting rid of Adrian Peterson. Best trade ever for them. I will say defensively, if you watch the Carolina Panthers game in the red zone and you watch the Vikings game, it's some of the same schemes. So for Case Keenum, I think he can at least look at the scheme in the red zone and figure out early who he has to throw the ball to, because Cam Newton struggled getting the ball out of his hands early, and some of the receivers didn't make some of the catches they needed on jump balls. And I think our receiver core is a lot better than theirs, and that's where they can take advantage of the film.
Minnesota Vikings offense into this divisional round game. Before I ask the question, Stephon Diggs at home. U.S. Bank Stadium. What's that steam you have?
Really, really good. He's got six touchdowns in home games. He finished the season with three touchdowns in the last three games, but at home, he's averaging six catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. So he likes the fast surface at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Okay, Vikings game plan has learned this is a home game for the Minnesota Vikings, so we ask, beginning with Ron Johnson, top priority for the Vikings offense in this game.
In this game, offensive red zone efficiency. You look at the Carolina Panthers, they had 17 trips to the red zone. 5.9% of the time they got a first down or a touchdown. That was the worst of all the teams that played this weekend. That is horrible. And then you look at the Saints, 44% of the time in the red zone, they got a first down or a touchdown. They were the best team in the playoffs. So in order to, that's the number one priority, because you got to out-duel Drew Brees. And how do you do it? In the red zone, because their defense is going to let you in there.
Yeah.
They're hoping they can stop you, and that's where Cam Newton struggled.
Down with that, Wobbs.
Explode. These Vikings have to explode. Now, if they get into the red zone, Ron is right. They have to be efficient. And the Vikings were ninth in the NFL in red zone efficiency this season. But I'd like to not even get in the red zone, because I'd like to score from the 30 or the 40 or even further back, so we don't have to drive down the field 10, 12 plays on Cam Jordan and Marshawn Lattimore. Let's score from 40 and 50 yards out. We've seen Keenum hit Diggs and Thielen for deep passes this season, not so much of late. I'd like to recapture some of that.
All right. This right here, fleur-de-lis. We're going to make it fleur-de-lose in this NFC division playoff game. Vikings and New Orleans Saints. Wabi, Vikings.com, Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live, and I'm Paul Allen. For all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, that's Vikings Game Plan. Go Vikings!